Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Winds. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good afternoon. This is the 1010 Winds News Flash for Wednesday, August 21st, 2019. I'm Larry Mullins, and here's what's happening today. That teenager who caused the chain reaction crash which killed a cyclist in Brooklyn last week has now been arrested. Mirza Beg is charged with manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, reckless driving, and other crimes. Cyclist Jose Alzores was killed after Beg's Dodge Charger hit an SUV, which hit Alzores. President Trump standing by his comments about Jewish Democrats. Speaking to reporters outside the White House today, he said, "In my opinion, if you vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people and you're being very disloyal to Israel." Mayor de Blasio has weighed in on one of the city's most pressing issues, the fact that DeFara's Pizza in Midwood has been shut down. A day after the iconic slice shop was seized by the state over a $160,000 tax bill, the mayor said he's ready to do anything he can to get them reopened. He says he and his team are looking into how they can help resolve that situation. The Trump administration moving to end a long-term policy now, which limits the amount of time immigrant children can be held in detention. The current rules require the feds to keep kids in the least restrictive settings possible and to release them after 20 days. And the host of Dancing with the Stars apparently unhappy that former White House spokesman Sean Spicer will appear on the upcoming season. Hours after the new cast was announced, Tom Bergeron tweeted that he had a conversation with producers earlier this summer in which he said he had hoped the show would be a respite from the exhausting political climate. Well, he says he left that meeting thinking that everybody was on the same page, but obviously producers decided to go in a different direction. He didn't mention Spicer by name, but, you know, that doesn't sound like he was talking about Christie Brinkley. And there is no such thing as a crazy cat lady. Science says so. Researchers at UCLA studied more than 500 pet owners and found no evidence that people with multiple cats are any more likely to have mental health or social issues. 1010 Winds AccuWeather now. A round of heavy storms could blow through this evening, and we could even see a tornado. Warm and muggy after that with a low of just 73 degrees. Hot and humid again tomorrow with a high of 90. Real feels near 100. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play. 1010 Winds.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.